UW System President Kevin Riley says the proposed 2.4% increase in state funding is needed to educate a variety of skilled workers for an increasingly competitive global economy.
We need a modest reinvestment in the university now.
Riley says Wisconsin needs to increase its below-average college graduation rate. If that happens, it could drive salaries up and help propel the state's economy.
Where we all want to be and where we all want our kids and grandkids to be, here working in Wisconsin, earning high wages and very good knowledge economy jobs.
Included in the UW funding package is Governor Doyle's $10 million faculty retention fund. He expects some resistance from lawmakers, but says it's a way to prevent other schools from luring away UW professors with offers of better pay.
This is one that always gets very controversial when you go in front of the legislature. I understand that, but I really hope that the legislature understands how important it is for the chancellors on the various campuses to have this fund of money.
Administrators at UW-Madison say they're concerned about recent departures of dozens of faculty who left for other schools. The political science department at the flagship campus has lost 8 professors in the last year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.